Welcome back to the Faithful Podcast. I'm your host, Asia, a.k.a. AJ, a.k.a. Asia Lexi. As always, you could call me whatever you want, but just make sure you pronounce the name right, okay? Welcome back. Welcome back to episode 2. I am so excited that you guys made it back. And today we are going to be talking a lot about the profound and often debated question of what is my purpose? But before we get into it, we are going to have a perspective check. How are our glasses looking? How are our cups looking? Are we half empty, half full? Let me know. What is it looking like? How we feeling? How we doing? Okay. Are we ready to fill our cups up today? Last week's episode, which was like an intro episode into the podcast, we talked a lot about the aspect of faith and having faith in yourself, having faith in God, and how the two are interconnected. And I believe that that is such a great foundation to have as we dive into different topics and things that make up just our lives and who we are as people. And I fully believe that, you know, having faith in ourselves and having faith in God can really help us get through all of the different things that we will touch on. And so today we are delving into that question of what is my purpose? What is my purpose? What am I here to do? Why am I here? And I remember in my senior year in college, my aunt sent me this book and it was called What on Earth Am I Here For by Rick Warren. And it really completely changed my whole perspective of purpose. And I'm so glad and thankful that I read that book, because to me, back then, I used to look at purpose like it was this destination. That if I can just get to something, if I can reach this goal, if I can do this for my career, if I can just do something and achieve it, then I would achieve purpose. But really, achieving purpose and walking in purpose has more so to do with a process and a journey more than anything. It's about existing and existing authentically and maintaining a connection with our spirit, with our inner beings, like we talked about on the first episode. And doing so, we will remain connected with God and be guided to all of our life callings and assignments. Because it does change. We like to look at purpose like it's this one thing. That if I can just get there, then that's it. I'm walking in purpose. Life is good. Life is great. I'm fully fulfilled. In reality, purpose comes in many forms. And I want to touch on 3 different forms of how you can define purpose in your life, because it's all around you. And that connection that I talk about with God and with yourself enables your soul to thrive during our earthly lives here, wherever we are planted. So purpose is a process. Purpose is a journey. And honestly, what's produced in the process is the most rewarding part. And it's in that process where we have this dynamic journey of self-discovery and growth. And it's really what is produced in us that allows us to achieve great things in our journey and do great things for people. I want to break down 3 different ways that we can define purpose and what that looks like in our lives. One way is by, like I mentioned, being. And a part of being is knowing your worth, knowing your value, having self-love, and just truly understanding who you are to the core. And understanding that your value isn't tied to what you do, but who you are, and that you bring value wherever you are at, wherever you stand, wherever you go, understanding that you bring the value. But we don't always think that way. And I know I haven't always thought that way. It took a lot of releasing shame. It took a lot of self-forgiveness. It took a lot of relearning how to truly love myself unconditionally for me to get to that point where I understood that my value isn't tied to anything that I can achieve. My value isn't tied to anything that I can do for something, for someone, for a company, for a person, for a relationship, but more so that this is just who I am and this is what I bring to the table wherever I am placed. And if you can do that, that is such a great way to start a foundation of what purpose looks like in your life, because you got to understand that you are purposeful. You are full of purpose. that there is something that was uniquely created about you, who you are and how you show up, how you do things, how you be is worth enough outside of anything that you will do or anything that you will tackle on in this world. And a part of that is understanding that wherever you are placed, that there is purpose there. You may not be at that dream job, but there's something about the job that you are in right now that has purpose in it that you need to receive. But if you aren't present enough, if you look at it as if you are on the wrong path, or you're looking at it from a place of unfulfillment, and you're looking at it from a perspective of I could be somewhere else, then you will miss the lesson. You will miss the journey. You will miss the process of what needs to be learned there. You will miss what needs to be produced there. I remember getting out of college and I had no idea what I was going to do with my degree. I always kind of knew that I was going to take the entrepreneur route because I had started entrepreneurship in college, and I just always had that spirit in me, but I had no idea where to go from that place. And there was a barrier because I couldn't even get my transcripts from the school because I had to finish paying off something from a summer class, and I literally didn't have my transcripts. I graduated, I got my degree, but I still didn't have my transcripts, which means that I couldn't fully apply for certain jobs that I really wanted to apply for. And so I started applying for other things that didn't require my degree, but were something that was in my interest of what I was doing at the time. And I remember applying for a job, and I got the real estate photography job, and I was so excited. And once I was in it, you know, I started to realize, like, okay, I'm grateful to be here because, first of all, this is the most amount of money I made in a long time. I got a new car. Like, there were so many things that happened in that place. And I remember spending so much time in the car and getting so much revelation. And also being in that place, I was able to get my first Google opportunity. I did work for Google. Like, I can literally say that I have worked for Google, and I wouldn't have been able to get that opportunity if I didn't appreciate and stay in the place of where I was planted at the time. Now, granted, I got fired from that job, and I believe that there was a role that I played, and I believe that there was a role that the employer played, but I can only take accountability for me. There was things that I had to learn there about myself, and there was things that I learned by being in a startup business. And if I did not take that job, if I did not stay at that job, even though I knew that wasn't my dream job, even though I wasn't fully happy there, even though it took a lot out of me, I was driving everywhere, I was doing so much because I had a lot of skill, but if I didn't stay there, then I wouldn't have learned those weaknesses about me. I wouldn't have learned the things that I needed to change. I wouldn't have learned how to operate as a freelancer. I wouldn't have learned how to start a business. And so there were certain things that I had to be in that place to learn in order for me to walk full time into entrepreneurship. And so I say all that to say that there is a reason why you are where you are. Even sometimes, even when we go way off our path, or even when we are far, far away and disconnected with ourselves, that we ended up in a whole completely different place, that is the beauty of understanding the connectedness of God. There is a beauty in understanding the connectedness of everything, that no matter where you go, no matter where you are, you ended up there for a reason, for a purpose. Another way that purpose can be defined in your life is through your passions, your interests, knowing your strengths, and knowing your gifts. And when you know those things, which all ties back into knowing yourself, then you will know where your heart truly lies. So for example, one way that I was able to discover what purpose looked like in terms of passion and just through my strengths and through my gifts is by who I was. I have always been a very, very sensitive person. Like, I have always been an emotional person. I have always felt very deeply. And a lot of the times I used to look at that like it was a weakness. And honestly, for a long time, it was my weakness because it wasn't refined to be used as a strength. But that's the beauty of the process that we talk about, because God had to refine that in me, and I had to learn how to mature that part of me. God is the strength of our weakness. God had to refine that piece of me to not only change my perspective on it, but for me to understand that was more of a strength than it really was a weakness. And it has always been a strength, because my ability to feel, my ability to empathize, my ability to literally be so sensitive is a way for me that has always allowed me to authentically connect, to build genuine relationships, to help other people. But not only that, when it truly comes to like my business and the business aspect, like you cannot have a business without connecting with people. Whether you're selling a product, whether you are entertaining someone, whether you are selling a service or offering a service, it requires connection. It requires being able to meet someone at their problem. It requires you to understand that you are the solution to that because you can relate to that. Being able to relate is a gift because in this world that we live in, everything's so surface level. We need more people being open. We need more people being authentic. We need more people being transparent. We need more people being vulnerable. That's what allows people to feel connected. That's what allows people to feel like they are seen and that they are heard and that they're not alone. So for me, knowing my strengths and knowing that I had the gift of faith, that I was able to find that light at the end of the tunnel and that I can help other people do the same by not only encouraging them, but giving them tools and resources. And I knew that if that was a gift that I had, that it was meant to be shared with other people. So that has purpose in it. You too have strengths. You too have a gift. And it's with looking in yourself and understanding where your strengths are and looking at the patterns throughout your life and how you were able to execute and help people throughout your journey, throughout your process, is when you begin to see, wow, I have purpose in that. There's purpose in that. Or sometimes it comes in the form of like things that you are truly passionate about. So like for me, I am passionate about being a creative. And that has changed over time as I've grown and I've tapped into different creative aspects and mediums. But being creative meshed into the fact that I have been an expressionist my whole life. I have always been very expressive. I would always be that person that would not be afraid to say what's on my mind. And so creativity has been that outlet for me to be able to do so through my creative abilities. And like I said, that has changed over time. I used to be an artist. I used to draw and paint. I used to write. I used to do music. I literally tapped into every creative outlet you could think of. I used to do design. Now I do photography. Now I do video. But the main aspect of it was me learning that I've always kind of been this storyteller. And I've always been that person that could produce something from nothing, from literally a seed of something. And so it was me understanding that, that allowed me to look at my passions and the things and the strengths that I had and the gifts that I have, that those had purpose. And so you have to look within and see, what are my strengths? What are my natural giving gifts? What are the things that I am truly interested about and I'm passionate about, and the things that literally make me stay up at night sometimes? Because those are the things that you need to visit. Those are the things that can tell you what lights a fire in your heart. I also, like I mentioned, have this burning desire to help people. In order to help people, I know that I need to be expressive. I know that I need to be open, and I know I need to be creative, because I have seen what that has done over time, whether it be through my clients or my own personal projects. I've seen the outcome of what's come from that. But I wouldn't have done that if I didn't think that there was purpose in that. Now, lastly, you can find purpose through your pain. And I know that not everyone likes to hear that. Not everyone wants to hear when they're in their most painful, dreadful moments of life. We don't want to hear, oh, God has a purpose for this and God has a plan for this. But it's absolutely true. That plan is the process, and that is good, bad, and ugly. So we will endure pain in this life in many forms. But through that pain, we are able to learn something. We are able to grow from something. We are able to see beyond past where we currently are to gain wisdom, to gain enlightenment. And sometimes there are things that we endure. There is some pain where we still to this day are like, God, I don't know what the purpose was for that. I don't know. But I trust you enough. I have faith enough to understand that there is purpose in this. And one day it will click to me. One day it will make sense to me. And through my personal journey, I've become passionate about the things that I have gone through. And that's because I have a passion and I have a desire to help people. And so I realized that it's in my pain that if I can get through that and I can get to the other side of that, I can help people also get there. So that's that fire in me. And sometimes we will be called in certain seasons of our lives to help other people in areas that we have struggled with, through certain projects, through certain jobs, through certain relationships. That all comes with understanding that if I can look at everything in my life as it has purpose, including, and most importantly, understanding that you have purpose. Outside of what you go through, outside of what you learn about yourself, understanding first and foremost that you have a purpose. Because you were planted here on earth, you have a purpose. And there is a plan over your life. And it's not our job to figure out all the details. And you're talking to someone who's very analytical, and I can be very like, I could just be very analytical sometimes. And you know, as much faith as I have, I know that I get tested with that faith in those areas because it's not my job to always have it figured out. It's sometimes my job in certain seasons to understand that there's purpose in the wait. There's purpose in that season of stillness. There's purpose in that season when nothing looks like where you thought it would be. There's purpose in that heartbreak. Do y'all understand how many heartbreaks I have endured? Like, I know I'm not the only one. I'm not speaking like I'm the only one, but I have endured a lot of heartbreak. And I've had relationships since I was in middle school. Like, and I'm not just talking about little, oh, that's my boyfriend. Like, no, I had full-blown 8-month, 10-month relationships, year relationships, like thinking these people was my husband. And putting my all into it. And when it didn't work or when it was falling apart, I was falling apart right along with it. When I tell you I was die hard for everybody I ever been with, it's kind of crazy. But I'm so glad that that has never left me. Even when I got my most desperate to find love. And it led me to an unhealthy relationship that broke me to pieces. But it had purpose in it. All the failed relationships, all the heartbreak, all the cheating, all the lies, all the disrespect, all the everything had purpose. It had purpose. So I want to end off this episode by giving you some key takeaways and emphasizing that the interconnectedness of faith, your journey, your authenticity is all a part of the pursuit of purpose. And I encourage you to explore that journey on your own with God and just do so with trust, with courage, and unwavering commitment to living in purpose. You will not regret it because in this life, we are often having that question of why things happen, like just why. But when you walk that walk of purpose, you will begin to change your mindset and change your perspective and understand that there is a greater cause and a greater thing outside of us that we cannot fully comprehend and we're not supposed to. And knowing that you just can do your part here. And so in order to do so, I encourage you to take some time for self-care, not just self-care, but soul care. Create space for yourself, which is crucial for living intentionally. We have to live intentionally because it's the only way that we're going to give ourselves the time and the space to be connected with ourselves and to be connected with God. Also, surround yourself with meaningful and intentional connections. It will play a huge vital role in walking in purpose. People in your life will either have faith with you or not. They will either poison you in your journey or they will pour into you in your journey. And you want people who are going to pour into you. We're not always going to be in our best season. We're not always going to be our best selves for other people. We cannot depend on other people to be that for us, but it is so important to have people who can support you along your journey. And I want to leave you with two questions to ponder on if you are struggling when it comes to walking in purpose or finding your purpose or just accepting that we have purpose. One question I want to leave you with is, what barriers are preventing me from connecting with myself? The second question is, why am I focusing on a destination rather than enjoying the journey? All right, y'all, that is the end of the Faithful Podcast episode 2. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you filled your cups up today. Let me know what you thought of this week's episode. If you could do me a favor and leave a review on the Apple Podcasts. I don't know if Spotify and all that, I'm sure it does, but anywhere you're listening to this podcast, please leave a review for me, tag the Instagram page. Please stay connected and let's further the conversation. You can follow me at my Instagram at TheFaithfulPod, faithful with two L's. And you can follow me on my personal page at AJAHJOLLY. That is my son's alarm. He is getting out of school. I am filming this podcast right before picking up my son for school. But anyway, you can follow me on my personal page, AJAHJOLLY. Be sure to connect and I will see you guys on next week's episode.